Beautiful, I hasten this message of cheer. I bring you a kiss of affection, say, I remember you love in my dream.
Thank you. Yes, it's the fancy. You were standing up here with these. No, I don't think so. But anyway, we'd like to introduce the blonde one to you. He's from over in Torrance, California, and now he lives in Franklin, Tennessee, and we've been a big fan of his band singing for a long time. We were hoping someday that he would join the group, and this is his third anniversary with us, folks. That's Ron Block. Yeah.
Ron to come up here and do a song now that we were getting sued over. This lady wrote and said her father wrote this next song, an instrumental. She said her daddy wrote this song in like the early 80s sometime. And Ron heard this number and got it off of a Ralph Stanley record that was recorded in the late 60s, early 70s, or something like that. So I think we've got that one for Ron. We'll get on to the next one. We'll get Ron. You feel okay now, Ron? That's a lot for Ron to say that much. So you better just drink it in, because that's about how you get it. Well, Ron's feeling good. We'll get him up here to play you one off of the Every Time You Say Goodbye record. This is one that Ralph used to do all the time. Still does every now and then. It's called Quack Old Heat.
See that What a pleasure to be here. I have driven by this place about 4,000 times through the Novena Valley. I've never been here. Never have I seen so many choices of beer in all my life. Count it, I think it's 168. It's pretty cool. So we're all going to get drunk a little bit later on. You're welcome to join us, and we'll have a big time. We're going to do a song now that is written by a good friend of ours, Mr. John Pennell. He used to play bass in this band. So in the E chord if you want to pull out that pocket harmonica and jam along with us. This is one called Foolish Heart.
Thank you.
Much. Foolish Heart by John Pennell. That's off of the very first Rounder record that Allison put out many years ago. That's off the Too Late to Cry record. It's time to make welcome back here a fine fellow who has got some of the finest hair we think in bluegrass. He's got it all slicked back right for you tonight, folks. And I want you to give him a big round of applause and make him welcome here tonight, if you would, in Saratoga Springs. That's Mr. Barry Bales.
Thank you.
sometimes Adam says he's got aerodynamic hair.
It's aerodynamic in a nice way. Makes all the difference in the world. Yeah. Just hung his head out the window all the way from Pennsylvania. It'll do it every time. This next song we'll do, that last one was, we always get a lot of folks asking for fiddle tunes, so get out and play some on the fiddle. And that's one there for sure. And this is written by a guy that used to play Buck Owens at the Buckaroos for years and years. His name's Don Ridge. He played with Buck back in all through the 60s and in through the early part of the 70s before he passed away. And that's a tune of his called the Kern County Breakdown. This next song we'll do is one that's pretty much a bluegrass traditional standard number. A lot of folks have done this song, and this will make another one that we'll do this song. It's the one called Blue and Lonesome 2.
Stop, don't let me cry.
Thank you, Bert. Thank you very much. Blue and Lonesome too. That's Dan Allison there doing that. We'll get around and do another very sad, pitiful song. We like very sad, pitiful songs. And the fellow that wrote this one here, his name's Nelson Mandrell. And Allison was still living in Champaign, Illinois, where she grew up at. There was a guy going to the University of Illinois there in Champaign, and his name was Nelson Mandrell. And she played in a group with this fellow for about 2 or 3 years, I guess. And he's a great songwriter. He, when he was going to college there, he was always having trouble with the ladies, you know, and that caused a lot of heartbreak, I guess. He wrote a lot of very sad songs, and now he's married and got a couple of kids and lives up outside of Chicago, and all he wants to write now is real happy songs. So maybe we're thinking something will happen. And yeah, we drive by his house trying to catch his dog out in front. Not kill it, just sort of maim it. I'm only kidding. I'm only kidding. People about to throw a Guinness stout at me. But anyway, this is one off Allison's out there, that old feeling record. It's called Winter of a Broken Heart.
Winter windows through the trees and winds on that sea.
too well. Me and John always kind of hung out all the time, and Nelson kind of came in there, and I didn't always want to hang out with him. And Nelson would watch, go to festivals, and we'd come back to practice, and we all were kind of new playing music, and Nelson would have these new ideas of how to practice and stuff. He saw the Osborne brothers practice one time, and they didn't play very loud, so we came back, and he wanted to play everything really quiet. Let's try everything really quiet. So they could hear really well. Well, John and I wanted to play really loud. So we want to play loud. We really need to listen. So anyway, Nelson always had these crazy things going on that probably made perfect sense, but me and John didn't want to listen. And Nelson wrote this song and played it for me one day, and you know, me being 12 or 13, however old I was at the time, I didn't quite get it, so all I did was go, well, you know, I kind of like it and everything, but it has the word over in it a lot of times. I don't get it, why? And he's like, well, Allison, it needs to be in there that many times. It makes perfect sense. So I didn't quite get it, so we played it again, and all I did was count how many times over was in the song. And but we ended up doing the song anyway, and now I really, really like it. And it's one of my favorite ones that we do. But it's still fun to count, that's right. So don't hesitate to count. You know, sometimes when I'm by myself, I count the overs in the song. It still is a darn good song. It's one written by Nelson called It's Over. You can start your counting on the one, just to practice.
Over and over and over.
wonder if we're okay. 17 over. Did anybody get that, including the title? Does that count? Does it count?
No.
He has a wrist. Well, that's if you would put the title of 17 your practice over. Okay. A lot of people ask us if we're okay since we always do these sad songs. Y'all do the sad songs all the time. Y'all thought we was okay. No, we're not. Okay. Anyway, we also write songs for people dying. And Violent Death is a favorite of ours for a song title. This is a double violent death. One guy gets shot, another guy gets hung. So, if you're a songwriter and want to have somebody do your song, write a song with three deaths, violent deaths, and we're sure to do it. But anyway, this is my favorite song that we do. It's a fun dance I'm singing for you. It's called Wild Bill Jr.
Tomorrow be the last of me.
if the river rose too high. All the seeds we planted would be washed out with the tide. Now I am a man, and I need a place to hide. Well, there's nowhere to run, and there's no place to hide. Where the water runs free, and the mud starts to slide.
Searching on my life, and when I should have stayed, I tried to run.
Block. And the middle one is Adam Steppy. Yeah. On the bass is Barry Bales. Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to thank everybody for coming out tonight also. Thanks so much. We've had a really great time, and we'd like to thank the wonderful establishment for bringing us out here. We'll leave you with a Bill Monroe tune, is one Adam does, and that's one Bill named after himself, because Bill's cool. This one called A Big Money. Thank you. We'll see you next time.
They'll be back just a second. I haven't still looked for his time today.
Adam, he brought his contact again back this way with a flashlight, and he's trying to find it. So, sorry, I didn't mean to be rude.
As I sit out on the way, if I lose. Thank you.
glad to be back. Folks up here to you playing the mandolin from Kingsport, Tennessee. That's Adam Steffi, everybody.
Hey, thank you, folks. Yes, yes. Well, good evening and welcome out to the show. And thank you for coming out here on a rainy Sunday night. It's a pleasure to be here. The Parting Glass. This is the first time we've ever been here. And we've just been having a wonderful time. And we want to, right off the bat here, thank all the folks here at the club for having us, first of all, and for making us feel so welcome. It's awful nice to come into a place like this and be treated as nice as they made us feel since we got here this afternoon. And I want to thank them and thank you all so much for coming out. Hope you have a good time here at the show tonight. We'll roll along here and do a number off Allison's I've Got That Old Feeling record that came out about 4 years ago now or something like that. This is one written by Louisa Branscombe, and it's called Steel Rails.
Not knowing what life
we'll do is one that's off of the latest round of record that we have out. It came out a couple of years ago, and we're going to be starting on a new one here in January, I believe. Hopefully it'll be out by towards about this time next year. Hopefully, but this next song is one that's written by a guy named Sidney Cox, who plays with a group called the Cox Family. Some of y'all that follow bluegrass may be familiar with their stuff. But Sidney is a wonderful songwriter, and he's written a bunch of songs that Allison's recorded. And this is just one of them that we'll do tonight. We'll do several. And this is one called The Last Love Letter, off of the Every Time You Say Goodbye Letter.
Let me out. I'm stuck. He's so cute. But
He's from over in Florence, California, and now lives in Franklin, Tennessee. And we were hoping that someday he would join the band. And actually, this month is his third anniversary. Please welcome Ron Block, everybody.
Toss and turn, another night.
Children, they are sound asleep. Oh, they don't know that their mother's gone. What will I do? They're waking. I tell them how the mother's gone. I hate to see that sun is sinking. Another night to toss and turn. Another night to dream about her. Another night for her I yearn.
First, a happy birthday to my cousin who came over tonight, Tony. He's either 24 or 25 or he's 26, or 27, 28, 29. Come on, tell me you're kidding with me, aren't you? He's 25. Come on up on stage and say hi. I'm just kidding. You didn't know I kept up with that stuff, did you? Thanks, Dad, for telling me. We'd like to do a song now that was written by Mr. John Pennell. He used to play bass in this band. He's written many wonderful songs. Wonderful. You can say it with or without the D. Works both ways. Wonderful. Many wonderful songs. I'd like to do one for you now. This one called Foolish Heart.
Take my foolish heart, my friend, and head right for the door. Me, I'm better, run away.
Time to make welcome back here on the bass, if you will. We're going to change subjects real quick after that. About to, no offense, Barry, for shifting from snot into you. Make it welcome back here, if you would. The man under all that beautiful, dark, arrow-string hair. He's got Slick Back Special just for you folks here in Saratoga tonight. And I want you to make him welcome, if you would, a man wearing a new shirt. That's Barry Bales. Barry Bales on the bass. Thank you, bro.
playing the singer, and he's now employed by Vince Gill. He's the one singing in harmony with him, so if you ever see Vince Gill on TV, you'll see Jeff. You're going to know him. You don't ask me at all. But he did visit a guitar tune, and we kind of changed it around and turned it into a fiddle tune. It was written by a guy who was the lead guitar player and tenor singer for Buck Owens, and that's what we call the Prairie County Breakdown. And we'd like to do a traditional tune for you now. This is what I'm sure a lot of you know. And Dan and I are going to do it for you. It's one called the Blue Lonesome Tune.
These real sad, sad songs. We like them that way. So pretend we like somebody getting killed or a nice story about somebody getting kicked out, you know, cheating or one thing or another, you know, or getting kicked out of the house for no apparent reason whatsoever. We'll do it. We love those. We like to feel bad, folks, and we like you to feel bad when you leave our show. We'll try this one for you now and bring you way on down. This is one by Nelson Mandrill called The Winter of a Broken Heart.
Oh,
Thank you.
we're going to try a new song. This is one that we're going to put on our new record that we're starting in, in January. This is one that this band used to do. And before any of these guys were in the band, when we drug it out again, we laid down that beat. Looking in the eyes of love.
searching all my life. And when I should have stayed, I tried to run. I'm searching for an answer in a world full of strangers. But what I found was never real enough. Now that
thank you.
baseball cap. Playing the banjo and the guitar is Ronnie Block.
Before too long. that Dan wrote. He wrote this his very own self, and I guess you could say this is a Dan Tominski original. Can we say that, Dan? It's great, good, fabulous, far out. And by the way, Dan's wearing a new shirt tonight that he purchased while in London, England. He was hanging out with Di one day. Lady Di, you know. Dan and her go way back. And yeah, I'm just killing myself. This is one Dan we'll call Another Day, Another Dollar. Thank you. This afternoon, this is one off Allison's I've Got That Old Feeling record, and sort of tells, it's another sad song, but it's a weatherman song. Do we have any weathermen here? Meteorologists? Anything like that? Nowhere close. All right, well then, we'll do this one for anybody that has ever had a birthday, okay? This is one called Dark Skies.
Thank you very much.